on.
15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, yesterday's game against the Giants gives us a lot of things to dissect, and that's what Mondays are all about, certainly after a Browns Sunday, but a lot of the focus of this postmortem is those final minutes, and not surprisingly, the final minutes, a few minutes of the first half. That's where the concentration and the spotlight is brightest. And why? Because of an implosion. Because everything that was looking so good, so strong, so surprisingly advantageous to this Browns team through the better part of the first half went kaput. And so suddenly, so starkly, that it really had you. And sitting there in the press box at MetLife Stadium, I just could only shake my head as to how this is unraveling and asking myself, how is this happening? How is this happening? But the fact is that the game, when you look at it, especially a day later, and you really focus on the entire game, all 60 minutes of what now is in the books as a 41-27 loss, you're no longer at that point, at least I'm not, at where it got to 17-17 and the touchdown that followed the Brandon Weeden interception on third and one from the Giants 25, or the fact that the Giants went on to then take the lead and turn it into a 10-point halftime deficit. You start to see, when you focus on the whole game, that the defending Super Bowl champs are superior. We knew they were a better team going in, and you always want to believe that Browns have a chance to win every game, that they have at the minimum a puncher's chance in the game. When you're 0-4 going into that setting, and it was quite a setting at MetLife Stadium, yeah, it's the upset. It's the thing you don't expect if they come out and win the game. And I certainly went in there hopeful, but I was not counting on anything. I was looking at the trends, and the trends were that the home team there, coming off a Super Bowl, has a great quarterback in Eli Manning, and even minus some receivers, still has some dangerous people around him, including a running back, a powerful, explosive running back in Ahmad Bradshaw, and some really good defenders up front on that front four. And I just said, this is going to be tough, no matter what you say. And the better team wins that game. And the better team pulls away when you do. Your margin for error is nil if you're the Cleveland Browns. If you're a team with that much youth. And, yeah, we'll give them they played hard. They did some good things. The Josh Gordon touchdown catch, impressive. Sure, go there. But it's 0-5 now. And it's hard to just embrace that performance with a sense of positive feeling. Can't do that. I mean, it's hard to do that. Now, at the same time, you guard against, at least when I say you, the team must guard against taking 0-5 as this big albatross, which it is, but treating it as such, and now being as focused, if not more focused on that, than what's ahead. What's ahead? Cincinnati Sunday, still the opportunity to get a win. So we're going to talk more about what happened yesterday and what is going to happen going forward. The head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, joins us on Mondays, and he's going to join us today. We're going to have the roundtable assembled. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon, the analyst of the Browns Radio Network with Jim Donovan, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and yours truly. The four of us will sit down and dissect. We will also, starting right now, answer your questions, comment on your comments, the ones you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns daily Twitter page, email is another method. And I said daily at clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns official Twitter page, Browns_daily, voicemail 855-363-DAILY, all kinds of ways. 248 Sports Fan via Twitter. Someone please tell me how this is better than Colt McCoy. It's not. Give Colt a shot. I would say if you're waiting for a shot for Colt McCoy, you're going to wait for a long time. The Brandon Whedon era continues and pushes forward as it should. He is the starting quarterback of the team. The interception he threw, as bad a situation as that might have been, and a lot of second-guessing has gone on in the play call, and we'll talk with Pat Shurmur about that, among other things. But the bad throw, the bad execution of that, does not change Whedon's status as a continuing to progress young starter with a talented arm. The 62-yard throw to Josh Gordon should pretty well settle the conversation, I think, that's silly, of should it be Whedon or should it be Colt? Come on. He lays out a throw that, again, not many quarterbacks can, and it was you couldn't throw it more perfectly than that. And on the 20-yard throw touchdown to Gordon, that, too, was a nice dart for a score. That's a special arm. That's a special quarterback. And seriously, I don't see where there is debate over that. Tony from Twitter, he says, I feel even though we lost, progress was seen. The team is slowly coming together. And I'm with you on that. I'm going to allow myself to some extent to feel better about some of those lines of progress within Gordon's performance, some of the things we saw from Whedon, certainly Trent Richardson. But it's so hard. It definitely is not an easy place to go and say you're looking at progress at 0-5, because you've heard it from Pat Shurmur and you've heard it from just about anybody else connected with this team. Progress is really measured, only measured in this game, in this league, in this profession, with wins. And when you don't have wins, you really you can take those points of progress and mix them into what you want to do as you're configuring your roster, maybe week to week, but also year to year, but looking forward to what you're doing on a regular basis with your club, and say, yeah, the youth is going to be good for a long time, but now it's all about finding what is left in the rubble of another loss to give you a chance to get your first win. And that's really what it all should be about. All right, we've got much more coming up from you, because we'll get more of your comments and questions as we move on. But for you, the head coach of the Browns will be joining us shortly, Pat Shurmur, as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years. Offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
IBM System X86 servers and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these.
Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear. But we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional features subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Little wide left, and inside of him, they've got a slot man on second and five. Play action fake. Whedon to throw. He's going to go long. Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10-5. Touchdown. Gordon. There's the long ball.
There's the home run we've been waiting for.
62 yards. Whedon to Josh Gordon. And the Browns lead 13-0. What a beautiful throw. That it was. Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon on the Browns Radio Network. That call, beautiful would be the way to describe it. And, of course, a great catch right in stride and showing that speed, that explosiveness, all that the Browns are hoping for and much more of that from Josh Gordon. Hey, we want to remind you, tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar in Woodmere, going to have the Browns Foundation Luncheon. This is going to be a great event. Yours truly will be there as the MC from 1 to 3 p.m. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, that again is in Woodmere. Tickets are $75 per person for the luncheon. You're going to have Browns players, alumni on hand as far as some front office staff. Among the folks, former Browns, who are scheduled to appear, Kevin Mack, Tom Cousineau, Hanford Dixon, Doug Deacon. And, Dan, you're going to hear from him a little bit later in the show. Dan Fike as well. And then among current players, Josh Cribbs, Phil Taylor, Colt McCoy, Frosty Rucker. They're also scheduled to be on hand at this luncheon. And we are really excited and looking forward to being part of this and want you to be with us and join us there. All right. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now, the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, after a game like that, I know there's a lot of different ways you can look at it, but I thought one big point you made when you talked with the media earlier today was about that three-minute sequence at the end of the first half, that can't be something that wrecks your whole game. There's still a lot of game left to play, and it's there's still that lesson of resilience, correct?
No question. I think it's a 60-minute game, and no matter what happens in that 3 minutes, you got to overcome it. And but the lesson for my team is you need to stop the bleeding in there. We had a string of bad things happen, and we can't do that. So somewhere in there, after a bad play occurs, the next guy's up got to make their best play. And I think that's what you're trying to get the guys to do.
And does some of that come from the idea too that you're dealing with a very good football team in the Giants, an excellent team, and as much as they came in with some injuries, they still have Eli Manning, they still play at a high level. You really don't have the margin for any kind of mistake against anybody, but especially that team.
No, I think any team that you play, I feel like we can beat every team we play if we play the way we should. You know, and I think every team goes into the game, I'm sure they feel the same way. And you got to play it out, and you got to play good football from start to finish. And, you know, they took advantage of the mistakes we made there and stretched out the score on us.
Let's take a look at the positives, because there were actually several, but let's start with that early start. Finally, you're not playing from a hole. You jumped on them right away and got into the end zone. The mindset, the feeling that you had, is that a hurdle that maybe your team has gotten over, given that you've been in a hole in these other games?
Well, it's the way you want to play a game. You know, they come out and run a ball. You know, we stop them. They turn the ball over, and then we punch it in immediately, which is important. Then we get them stopped, we get back on the field, and we throw a long pass for a touchdown. So it's 14-0. The team is excited. You know, something good has happened, and then you go play it out from there. And I thought we were battling, you know, and as I mentioned, we kind of it kind of got away from us just for a couple of minutes there. And to the Giants' credit, they took advantage of it.
You talked about all week, really, yourself, Brad Childress, about how well Josh Gordon was performing in practice and really a sense that he seemed to turn a corner. And then the game is played, two touchdown catches, the beautiful 62-yarder. Of course, Brandon Weeden threw a tremendous pass on that as well. But was this a coming of age, a little bit, of Josh Gordon in your mind?
Well, it was his first real production, in my opinion, of the season. And we're in week five. And, you know, he had a lot to learn when he got here. You know, guy hadn't played ball. He's extremely talented. But, you know, we're doing what we can to push his buttons. And he responded well in practice. And I was glad to see him have some success in the game. Now, what's important is this is not a one-game season for guys on an individual basis. You've got to then recreate that and become a consistent good player. There were some other things in the game that I thought, you know, I saw him make some key blocks. I saw him show some excitement when things were going well, but do it in a professional way. You know, I saw some things from him that we really need to build on to get him to be the best he can be.
What was it in practice that just kind of told you guys, though, that something good might be right around the corner?
He was catching the football. Yeah. He was running his routes in a way where the quarterback could get used to where he was going to be on the field. You know, those types of things.
Brandon Weeden, the psyche of a quarterback who had some very nice throws, the two touchdown passes, and some other plays that worked really well. And then, of course, the killer interception right before half. When you're talking about the mindset and psyche of a quarterback coping with that, give me a feel for what you've seen in talking with him, and how do you proceed with that as you now get into the week of preparation for Cincinnati?
Well, good, bad, or indifferent, you evaluate each play, and then you move on to the next one. And that was one of a small handful of bad plays in the game. And, of course, he threw an interception. We got him tackled, and then they scored on the defense, you know. So we, you know, you like to say, okay, then that's done, you know, and you move on to the next one. And, you know, between both interceptions, there was some good football on his part, you know. And so, you know, each experience that you go through,
sure,
you know, you want to be aggressive with the football, but yet you've got to take care of the ball. And so there's things to be learned. You know, he's a guy that's extremely talented. And I think he made progress in every game he's played, in my opinion. And now we got to put together a winning performance from the quarterback position and all the positions. And I think that's the challenge.
Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us as he always does on Mondays here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, back to that 3rd-and-1 play. A lot of discussion and second guessing has been out there, but if we don't see an interception, no one's having this discussion, number one. And then, number two, before that call is made, you've got some thinking on what you see and how you see it unfolding. So, again, easy to second-guess it when it doesn't work, but give me a sense of what you're thinking when you make the call you make in that situation.
Well, you're trying to execute a play. You're trying to execute a play that's going to get you a yard, you know, and you know, we have run this pass. We ran that very same pass out of a different formation grouping and completed it to Greg Little against Buffalo in a similar part of the field. We were three receivers, two backs.
Right.
In this situation, we were in three receivers and a tight end.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not an uncommon play. And we executed it on 3rd-and-1 when we threw it. And I think Trent was in the game as well. And, you know, it worked.
Yeah.
This one didn't. Now, what happens is when it doesn't work, then you don't want to turn the football over.
Right.
Because now you're sitting there at 4th-and-1 on a 25, and we have the ability to either go for it or kick a field goal. But you got to make sure that you don't give them the football. So that's the reality of it. I expect that's what people do.
Sure.
When things don't work out right in situational football, then you go back and second get it. We went for it on 4th-and-inches and made it, right?
Yep.
Had we not made it and we turned the ball over in that situation, then that would have been another fun one for everybody to second guess. Why didn't you punt it? So, I mean, I get that. I'm good with that.
Every decision as a coach is that you walk that line.
It was third and a mile, and we got 10 yards on a play, which made it fourth and three. Why don't you take the penalty and make, you know? So I get that. And those are the decisions that you make. As a coach, you make a lot of decisions throughout the game, and they all have an impact on the game.
Sure. Your offensive line played, again, going against that great giant pass rush and pretty much doing a reasonable job, I think, of keeping and allowing Brandon Weeden to have some time. How pleased were you of that effort, and where do you think that group is, which has been some ups and downs and penalties, too, I know.
Yeah, I think you look at there were times in the game where we rushed the ball extremely well. I think they went into this game feeling challenged by an outstanding front four. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at it, Brandon only got hit a couple of times, which is rare when you're playing against a defense, and especially a defensive line that talented. So there were some things that we got better at as an offensive line unit, and now they're in there going over the corrections so that it can become a winning performance.
A lot of people also want to talk about the number of touches, carries that Trent Richardson has. I keep going back to this. When a running back's in that neighborhood of 25 or more carries, you're likely leading late in the game. I mean, the game circumstance does contribute to what that total usually ends up looking like.
Sure. No, I think that's important. I want to look at total touches because I think there's times when you can get the running back in space and throw him the football. I think that's important, too. And, you know, he had close to 130 yards of production, which is a good day. And I think, you know, if you're leading in the second half, then you can lean on a run just a little bit, you know. And we were pointed that direction, and
right.
He was getting his touches throughout the first half, and
yep.
He got some in the second half as well as catching the ball. We threw it to him on the fourth and three play,
right?
You know, and you know that we had another couple of throws to him where he got yardage on screen passes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that's the right way to handle it. He's an outstanding player. And we know what he is. He can get the ball in the end zone, and he had some good snaps last night.
And speaking of Trent Richardson and the running game, he had his first breakout against Cincinnati in week number two, ran effectively there. So that's your opponent this week. Do you see, again, the idea that he could be a big part of what you're going to try to do with the Bengals coming to town Sunday?
Well, he needs to be involved. I think that's important. But I think all the positions have to play well. And so, and it's about scoring points. I keep going back to that. And so whether you hand it to him or throw it to him, it's about scoring points. And all the other positions have to play well in conjunction with that. And just like when we put Chris Obanai in the game, he broke out on a 38-yard screen pass. So
right.
Everybody that's in the game needs to produce. And you can't play your number one running back every single snap. So whoever you choose to put in there needs to produce, and I think we all understand that.
And your defense did a pretty effective job, too, sacking Andy Dalton six times in that game. He still had three touchdown passes, but you guys were pretty effective up front. So if you look at your defensive front, and I know you're dealing with guys being banged up, and you may not be able to line up the same people you had in that last game, but that there's got to be some encouragement there.
Yeah, I think we'll go back and look at what happened in the first game against them, and there were areas in that game where we played well, and then of course there was also some play that's got to get better. And I think we're a better team now. I know we're dealing with some injuries, but I think we're a better team now, and I'm sure they feel the same way about them.
And lastly, Joe Hayden back mm-hmm. from his suspension. How important is that to have him back in the lineup?
Well, when you can add one of your best players back to the lineup, I think it's something that helps. And talked to him early this morning. He's excited to be back, and we'll put him in there, and we'll go play.
Great. Pat, thank you very much.
You got it.
Head coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Your questions, your comments coming up next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Car.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Let's face it, there are lots of things we can't control. The weather, gas prices, kids. But you can control your electric price. Sign up for price control by First Energy Solutions by October 31st and lock in one low monthly price for the next 7 years. No surprising energy bills, no inflation year after year, just the same service at a locked-in low price. Sign up before October 31st at PriceControlOhio.com. First Energy Solutions is an unregulated affiliate of Ohio Edison, Toledo Edison, and the Illuminating Company.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal.
And that's just the TVs.
Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look.
When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory.
Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for
So, we're going to have a great time this weekend, Jill.
Yep, just you and me.
And your sisters and your folks and your cousins and the
pets. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, guess what, Jill?
What?
I forgot how to get there.
Oh, Brad, that's okay. The navigation system in my new Escape will get us there. It will even show us the most fuel-efficient route.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Love the nav. Go Escape. Yippee.
See the all-new 2013 Escape at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
First and 10 at the Giant 20-yard line. Shotgun for Whedon. Takes the snap. Drops the throw. Looking right. Fires for Gordon. He caught it. Touchdown. He squeezes it in between Stevie Brown and Corey Webster. And Josh Gordon makes the catch. Goes into the end zone on touch. His second touchdown of the day.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, we're going to get into your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns social media pages and to the daily at clevelandbrowns.com inbox, our mailbox here, email. Also, programming note, Bernie Kosar He usually shows up with us on Mondays. We're going to have him on tomorrow's show. So we'll get some additional time for Bernie to reflect and look back and look ahead. And also want to tell you that Sunday's game coming up against the Bengals at Cleveland Brown Stadium is presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers in the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Be sure to arrive to the stadium early, as the first 16,000 fans will receive a free poster featuring some of your favorite Browns players, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. And let's get into the questions and the comments. This one from Black Messiah via Twitter. How about Alex Smith when he recovers and Brad Smelly, now we know he's on the practice squad, in for run blocking? T. Rich should be getting at least 20 touches. Am I alone? Well, again, I touched on this topic with Coach Shermer, and I think it's about the overall touches, and if you're looking at a total, it was like 22 in this last game, right? I think if we add the number of times he caught the ball in addition to the 17 rush attempts, and he was targeted two more times in the passing game. But it is about how the game flows, and I do think he gets more time out there, more opportunity to do his thing as he learns more about what he is doing, namely in the area of blitz pickup. You don't want to take risks with that, I don't think. I mean, that's a time. We'll kick that around also in the roundtable in a little bit, but that's where I'm coming down on that. I want to see the guy have the ball in his hands as much as possible because he is dynamic. We know that, duh. But you talked about the run blocking, and the Browns missed that with Alex Smith's absence, and we'll see where he is with when we get an update on his physical status as the week progresses. So we don't know right now where that is. Pat Shermer did not offer any details on that until we see how the week goes. Brad Smelly, I don't foresee any time soon that he gets involved in that, and I'm not sure as a run blocker how much of a difference-making force he's going to be, honestly. I think his forte is still that of the hybrid player, the more of the in-between fullback tight end, catches the ball, that kind of thing. Not diminishing what he could mean. Don't know that there's going to be any sooner, unless something dictates it via injury or whatever, of him being active. Armchair point guard via Twitter said his biggest takeaway from the Browns-Giants game is that we have other receivers that can actually catch the ball. Well, it was nice to see the performances not only of the two touchdowns by Josh Gordon, but certainly what Jordan Norwood meant with nine catches to lead the entire game, 81 yards in receptions, average 9 yards a catch. And he's this guy who if ideal, he's not the ideal physical specimen for the type of offense the Browns run, that horizontal West Coast style. But he does do so many good things in terms of how he runs routes, does get open, does know how to get separation. Technically, is sound maybe the best of the receivers in that regard. Muhammad Masquah is pretty good there too. But I would give Jordan Norwood high marks for just the technical soundness. And that's why, and he's a quarterback's friend. You saw decent flashes of that last year with Colt McCoy, and you're seeing it even more of it with Brandon Whedon. And yeah, that to have a guy who's emerged as late as he has sort of in the process, where you were looking at a receiving core that was Mo Mass and primarily Greg Little and Travis Benjamin and Josh Gordon, to have him develop pretty quickly, I think, with Brandon Whedon, even though they're not strangers, they worked together through the preseason and in training camp and so forth, but on a regular basis, that's impressive. And Tammy via Twitter, her big takeaway from Sunday: the Browns can play with anybody. They were in the game. Mistakes were their downfall. That sums it up. And what the mistakes showed were, number one, that they're prevalent with this group of players that still need to learn how to not make them. And again, I would put the majority, the most the ones that cause the most damage, they're bad, whether it's young or old making them. But some of the younger players making them, I think they're reflective of this. These are things they can learn from, mistakes they can learn from, and that they're just not good enough as a team to overcome them. It just won't happen when you have as many issues with turnovers or penalties, and even one or two are going to be crucial to this team's fortunes. And usually they're going to hurt this team's fortunes, particularly when the opponent, and you look at that schedule, there are not many that you're going to see that are just going to be types of games, well, the Browns could screw up a lot in this game and still win. I mean, that might be true every week, depending on what you get from the opposition. But look at the Giants yesterday, and here's the focal point of I think where the Browns are versus where an accomplished champion is. On that fumble by Ahmad Bradshaw, where basically a teammate, an offensive lineman, caused it, right? Bumps into him, knocks the ball loose, and it's that kind of screw up that they're not counting on. So the Browns cash it in for a touchdown right away. Great. And that's what you do when you get the ball in that territory. But they were able to recover from that. And they were able to just be, to understand this isn't the kind of stuff, this isn't what we do. And now it is something that the Browns, that they're not at that place where they could have that blunder and still recover from it. So they've learned, figured out how to get the early lead and can't sustain it. Got to learn that after spotting teams' points, which they can't afford to do and have any hope of recovering from that, or at least little hope as you're a young team. All right, we've got more coming up for you. We'll dig into all these issues that we're touching upon here in your questions and your comments on the roundtable. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly. We will get into it here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Picking up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh, and what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about 10 grand off the cost of a new one.
Wow, certified pre-easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quick Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of 1-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Great time, great food, too quick to steak and lube.
Hey, baseball fans, want to watch all the division series games? Don't strike out with Wow Cable and miss all the action. Hit a home run by switching to Dish so you can receive MLB Network. This October 7th and 10th, MLB Network will be the exclusive provider for two division series games. Don't delay. Sign up for the AT200 package for only $34.99 a month for 12 months so you won't miss out. Call A1 Digital Entertainment, your authorized Dish retailer today at 330-995-0270. Limited time offer, 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions supply. Call for details.
Cozy presents the Big Small Biz Celebration. In appreciation of all their hard work and determination, we're giving away 40 prizes exclusively for small business owners. You could win a shopping spree for your company, tickets to big games, a new logo design, computers, and much more. You don't need to be a Cozy member to win. Join the celebration sponsored by Medical Mutual today. Enter and find complete rules and eligibility requirements at CozyCelebration.com. That's CozyCelebration.com.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. GillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Eight. They have it at their own 27. Obaniah flanks Wheaton in the shotgun. Two receivers, Gordon and Norwood to the left. Little out wide right. Here's a screen pass coming back to the right. They're going to throw it, and Obaniah is wide open. 30, 35. He's to the 40, 45. He's to the 50, 45. He's to the 40, 35. And he's down at the 35-yard line. Down the field, Corey Webster got him at the 34-yard line. If you say the Browns have not been a good screen team, boy, you should have seen this one.
Yeah. Yeah, 38 yards by Chris Obaniah on that screen. You're shortly going to hear from Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon, of course, on that call. But we want to tell you, first of all, that PNC Bank invites you to tailgate with the Browns this Friday, October 12th, 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the PNC Bank location on 33400 Aurora Road in Solon. Got to be there. The tailgate's going to include the live broadcast of this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be on from 6 to 7 and encourage you to be out there and talk with us, hang with us. Browns alumni, Hanford Dixon, a regular on Friday's show, and Eric Metcalf will also be there. They'll sign autographs, pose for pictures. They're going to show up around 5:30 or so, so make sure you're there for that. Complimentary food and beverage will be provided. Browns mascot Chomps. He'll be around from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. There's going to be a Junior Backers Kids Club tent and hourly drawings for two tickets to an upcoming Browns home game. We've assembled the roundtable. Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon, his partner in the announcer's booth, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Well, guys, this was an interesting, if nothing else, way to lose a game. And I know that's kind of, unfortunately, what we've been doing here for these last 5 weeks is talking about how games have been lost. But this one was the strangest, I think, Jimmy, in how things were falling apart in those final few minutes of the first half. And then that just blew things up for the rest of the game.
It really was. I thought an incredibly great start for them. Everything that you'd possibly want, whether it's the defending Super Bowl champions or any other team in the NFL, but to go into their place, get a turnover right away on the first offensive play that the other team runs in the game, get a fumble recovery, two plays later you're in, hit a bomb with to Josh Gordon from Brandon Whedon. I mean, we are living right at 14-0, and you're right, in that final 3:45 of the first half, it really got away from them. It was incredible how it got away from them so quickly.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about getting a fast start. We got the fast start.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we ended up with the 27 unanswered points. And, you know, you look at the turnover factor, they get 21 points off the turnovers. We get 7. It's a 14-point game. There's your difference.
And, Tom, all along we've talked about this team playing from a hole and chasing points. So that doesn't happen yesterday. You would think the mindset would have changed. Is it about not being capable of handling success?
It's about not converting on third and one and not executing on that play. And then it's about fumbling on the next kickoff and not taking care of the ball and do the little things that good teams do when they do have a lead and they need to manage a game. It was kind of interesting, Vic. I thought that, you know, Eli being down 14-0 actually allowed him to throw his way back into the game and develop a little bit of a rhythm. And I think that's when you saw those giant seams open up in that running game because, yeah. I mean, it seemed like they could have done whatever they wanted to do.
But, you know, even when the Giants got back in, and you're right, he threw them right back into the ball game. There's no question about it. But even when they got back in, the Browns started to match them for scores and for drives, and we're well on their way to doing that on that critical third down and one play. I mean, they're at the 25-yard line. If that doesn't happen, they don't get the first down. I mean, it's automatic with Dawson. So they were matching them, and I thought that was encouraging, too. Yeah. But then, poof, it all went up.
Yeah, it did. And the other part of this is the defense, when we look at it from the standpoint of stopping the run or not stopping the run, that had been something I guess we were concerned about. You had to be concerned about even going back to last year. But yesterday, maybe because of the nature of it, the way the passing game opened things up, Doug, it did seem as if, and then as injuries started to accumulate in that defensive front, that there just was no way this team was going to be able to slow down Ahmad Bradshaw in that running game.
And I think, you know, after the first play fumble, he was had a little more intensity to his game. But you take that back to the other side, I think, you know, we're at a point where we need to get first downs on offense. We need to keep the defense off the field more than we do. And I think, you know, we were doubled up in first downs yesterday, 30-15.
Yeah.
And there was a couple where it was third and one where we needed to get it just to control the ball and keep it out of Eli's hands.
I hate to think that you want to start managing a game when you're up 17-7 in the first half, but that's kind of how I felt. Mm. Like, you know, maybe they should run some plays that are, like Doug says, you know, keep possession of the ball, you know, keep Eli off the field. And I know you can't think that way so early in a ball game. You still want to be aggressive and attacking.
I wonder about the psyche of Brandon Weeden after we talked about that third and one interception and how much that led to. It's one thing for a quarterback to carry the burden of the pick, but then he also has to think, gee, that play led to so many bad things that followed. That is he, as a rookie, Is he going to handle that okay?
Well, I think it's just getting to the point, and he's learning a lesson, and they all do it. I mean, you know, and again, you have to wipe out his age, and you got to look at him. He's a rookie quarterback. Yeah. Eli did it when he was a rookie. He did it for a few years, Vic, right, when he was with the Giants. They do it, and the windows are much tighter here in the NFL than they were in the Big 12 or any other conference that you play in college football. So I think it was different than the Thursday night game when he threw the pick on and Kerry Williams took it back. I thought he threw pretty well after that and threw himself back into the game. But I thought that it got a little tighter. The windows got smaller, and he was still trying to make big plays. He was trying to get 14 points rather than 3 points on a throw.
Well, yeah, and first downs. I mean, and it goes, you're talking about Eli. You go back the year before the Super Bowl, he led the league in interceptions.
Sure,
he threw
yeah.
the most picks. So, you know, it's one of those where, you know, I think he found a new toy on Sunday in Josh Gordon. I mean, he's got a new weapon all of a sudden. And Gordon was his main target, it seemed like, throughout the day. Little kind of faded, but Little, by the same token, did a great job in the run game and blocking.
As
I mean, he had some great crackbacks. So, you know, now you got to get everybody on the same page and, you know, everybody contributing.
I like the toy he's found also in Jordan Norwood. I mean, the first 3 weeks, I was wondering why that kid wasn't active on Sundays. I mean, he ended last year as, you know, arguably maybe the most valuable receiver they had down the stretch. So it was good to see him out there. And you can see there's that comfort zone with Brandon thrown underneath with him.
No question. It's the Roundtable. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly, Vic Carucci, as we talk about yesterday's loss to the Giants. Guys, Doug, you bring up Josh Gordon. And this we had heard all along, again, about the great practices. And there was a sense, clearly, within this coaching staff that some kind of corner was turning by this guy. And so now that we see the actual result, and he's on those two big scoring plays and on that bomb, that 62-yard play, it just looks so natural. And you just got a feeling you could be seeing much more of that. I know we thought we'd see a lot more of those types of connections yesterday, but going forward, Jimmy, I think there is something there.
Well, I think that maybe going into next year, you can get very detailed with him, and you can maybe make his routes crisper and more detailed. But I don't think we're there. I think we're a long way from that. So I think you've got to go with what he is. He's long, and he flows very well. And I think yesterday, I mean, you know, that they told him, hey, go long. And he went long. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. Yeah. I don't think that they said, hey, go down and do this and turn in and then turn back out. I think that's just a little bit too much for him right now, considering where he's at. So I think that you just got to let him be what he is for now. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe next year he runs tighter routes or things.
And you have a quarterback who gains confidence in a player when he does that. In the meantime, and you mentioned Greg Little, Doug, was a contributor, but not that much as a receiver. Is this, do you think there's any eye-opening aspect of it for him to see, okay, there's Josh Gordon making those plays, there's Jordan Norwood making those plays, and I'm not seeing the ball?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously a quarterback gets some confidence in a receiver, and, you know, he's going to use that receiver. But I think the Gordon home run of 62 yards is also going to help, you know, the Browns underneath now. All of a sudden, teams have to respect the deep ball because, they've seen it on film. So if that's the case, now we have the underneath game, but we still have to catch it in the underneath game. And Norwood is, added the last couple of weeks a lot to the offense.
Definitely. You know, we've talked about this Greg Little enigma for the last couple of weeks. And, short of putting him on special teams or benching him, what's a better way to get a message across than we're not going to throw you the ball? So yeah. Maybe, with the emergence of Gordon yesterday, with the way Norwood played, maybe this is a message to Greg Little.
A lot of discussion on the usage of Trent Richardson and whether he's getting enough carries or touches. 17 rushing attempts is decent. It's not what the ideal would be for a great running back, but I think in averaging 4.8 yards per carry. But I think the game is going to dictate a lot of that in as far as what the lead is, what the circumstances are in the second half. The other part is he's targeted 7 times, catches 5 passes, so 22 touches overall and nice yardage production from all of that. I think he's being used enough, but the issue comes up over third down. But I think there's reasons with his youth and inexperience that Chris Obanaya is out there instead in some situations as the better blocker and as the guy who is, if he's not as equal as a receiver, he's pretty darn close. He gets a 38-yard reception. It was a nice one yesterday.
Yeah, no discredit on Obanaya at all. I mean, I think Obanaya does a good job. I really do, and I think he's a workmanlike player. I mean, I would love to see Richardson on the field. I think a lot of other people would like to see Richardson on the field. I think the Giants liked seeing Richardson off the field yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think when they like that, I mean, there might be a problem there. I just think he's a very special player. And I know he made a bad read on that third down where he went back a couple of yards, where they were loaded on the right side, and he tried to go the back side.
What are you saying? But do you just take all that comes with it, even if he's not ready to pick up a certain blitz that then could lead to the hit that leads to all kinds of bad things with Brandon Weed?
Well, I mean, I don't think I would have thrown on that play. I mean, I don't think there would have been any mystery to
Why
me.
Why that in general?
Oh, well, in general, no. I mean, I'll buy the fact, if he's not picking up blitzes, that, I do believe Obanaya is better, although I've seen him stick himself in there and block very, very well. So I understand that. But I think on that particular play that everyone around town is talking about, I would have liked him in there.
Okay.
And he was in for 84% of the plays, which is a lot for a running back. And I think of the 13 times you're down in the red zone, he was in there on 10 of those plays, as Pat was pointing out. So, I mean, you got to pick and choose your places. And I'd actually like to see Obanaya and Richardson together in the backfield because Obanaya's not afraid to come up and block anybody. He might not have the bulk, but, I mean, the kid sticks his nose in there.
And let's be smart about this for a second. Richardson is 5 games into his career.
Yeah.
He had surgery less than 2 months ago. We always talk about, the shelf life of a running back in the NFL. There's got to be some preservation going on here as well. As much as I'd like to see him out there more, carrying the ball more, yes. Maybe there's some other issues here that you want to think about.
Well, in the first 3rd-and-1 where he tried to cut it to the back door, if you watch the Eagles against the Giants the week before, that's where McCoy was getting all his yards. So all of a sudden you sit there and say, he got 120 yards in the second half. So, that's where maybe the hole is. Well, it wasn't there. He had to follow your blocks. But then you get to the second 3rd-and-1 and then you throw the ball and he let Eli back on the field.
But he's a very rare back now. Let me just say this,
sure.
Okay? Because I understand everybody wants him to be here 25 years, but he's not going to be here 25 years, okay? So I say use him as much as you can right now. All right, but I don't see the Giants back up playing a lot of running backs, and I saw them back up on him yesterday because he sets his runs up and he's quick on a dime and he cuts, and I think they were worried that he could cut on them and make big plays. That's, we don't have many playmakers like that.
Even on short carries, he's dragging defenders with him.
Absolutely,
They got the running game on perimeter. They had a couple tosses where they got the ball outside where, he's really going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah, and let's talk a little defense here. There was little of it, obviously, in terms of Ahmad Bradshaw, 200 yards, Eli Manning, 3 touchdown passes. But you get a lift with Joe Hayden's return now from the suspension, so that's huge going into the Cincinnati game. At the same time, some other injury questions crop up, but I think the addition of Hayden could offset some of those other issues injury-wise.
Yeah, let me throw this out to you. And Tom, you may want to call the AP and hold this for right now because this could be big. But I know a lot of teams, when they lose a quarterback, you know, they suffer. But for the four games that this team lost Hayden, I thought they really suffered, and that's a cornerback. I mean, for what they needed and for what he can do, I thought that I think he will help automatically, Vic, and there'll be a great jolt there.
There was a big trickle-down effect, wasn't there?
Absolutely. I
mean, across the board, it impacted everybody.
Well, you're putting your thumbs in a dike here and here, and all of a sudden there's one less hole when you got Joe Hayden there to stick a thumb in.
Yeah.
Right. But let's not forget, I could argue pretty strongly that he's their best player on defense.
Yeah, I think that's a fair argument.
That's a fair argument,
Absolutely. Guys, great stuff. Again, Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon and Tom Withers. It's the Roundtable. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's. It's good mood food!
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, baseball fans, want to watch all the Division Series games? Don't strike out with Armstrong Cable and miss all the action. Hit a home run by switching to Dish so you can receive MLB Network. This October 7th and 10th, MLB Network will be the exclusive provider for two Division Series games. Don't delay. Sign up for the AT200 package for only $34.99 a month for 12 months so you won't miss out. Call A1 Digital Entertainment, your authorized Dish retailer today at 330-995-0270. Limited time offer, 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Free tires.
Buy two tires, get two more tires.
For free.
At NTB.
Select name brand.
For passenger cars.
For SUVs.
For light trucks.
Buy two, get two more free with the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on four tires.
Four tires for the price of two at NTB.
This sale includes select name brands. Brands like Goodyear and Yokohama.
Don't miss this sale.
There is simply no place you can go to buy two tires and get two for free.
No place.
No place. But NTB.
It's incredible.
It's fantastic.
Four tires for the price of two.
That's 50% off.
That's two free tires.
Others may promise, but NTB delivers.
Thousands and thousands of tires on sale.
Four tires for the price of two with installation.
This is a sale you don't want to miss.
And it's available only at NTB.
Because NTB cares.
Cares about saving you money.
See your nearest NTB store today.
All right, Browns fans unite. Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three game ticket plans include the sold out division games versus the Bengals on October 14th or the Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today to our official Browns social media pages. Jacob via Twitter says, we need more players. We aren't there yet. I agree, Jacob. I think a lot of pieces are in place. More are needed. There's no doubt. And when you see the difference, as I was talking about earlier in the show, between where the Browns are, where a team like the Giants are to close that gap, talent does that. B-Max from Twitter, with Joe Hayden out, it shows our glaring need for defensive back help. Got to draft the best defensive back. I'd have to agree, and it's never a bad time to draft DBs, and that's going to be the philosophy of this organization, of almost any organization, that you really got to get those premium players, and if top ones are available, and I haven't studied the college crop yet, you know, we'll see. Got a long way to do that. Pat Shermer, we want to thank him. We want to thank Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Tom Withers. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.